Good evening, everyone. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Abe Beeson, and it's evening jazz time on KNKX. It's Thursday night, and I'm here with our School of Jazz guest DJ, Nick Lofgren from Bainbridge High School. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Oh, boy. Nick's got a wonderful hour of jazz heading our way. Stick around for the Mel Lewis, Thad Jones Orchestra, Oscar Peterson, John Coltrane, Arturo Sandoval, all on the way. How are we going to start the show today, Nick?
Coming up is Lullaby of Birdland by Dexter Gordon and Lionel Hampton on 88.5 KNKX.
We'll be right back.
That was Dexter Gordon, Lullaby of Birdland on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to Evening Jazz and our School of Jazz guest DJ Nick Lofgren. He's a senior playing saxophones and clarinets at Bainbridge Island High School in their jazz band. Great piece from Dexter Gordon there.
That's just one of my favorite standards of many. Dexter Gordon being my probably favorite saxophonist if I was to choose one.
Yeah, wonderful piece from one of the kings of the tenor saxophone. Would you say that's your primary instrument, is the tenor sax?
Clarinet is probably what I'd call my primary, since I started on it, and I guess I just kind of gravitate towards it. My dad picked up clarinet when he was 30. When I started in band, I inevitably started playing the clarinet. Later, we moved to Bainbridge Island and both started taking clarinet lessons from the same private lessons teacher. And it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah, your dad also introduced you to one of the great saxophone pieces in jazz.
My dad introduced me to Giant Steps pretty early on by John Coltrane.
How old were you when you heard Giant Steps?
About 10.
Oh, for crying out loud. That is going to blow your little mind when you hear that for the first time.
Yeah. He's just got like a super direct sound, just monstrous technique and tone quality. You know, he really just kind of throws it at you, sort of abstract and with a nuance to it, for sure.
We're going to hear a new John Coltrane song.
Yeah, off the Lost album, Velia, Take 3, with Coltrane on tenor.
Nick Lofgren is our School of Jazz guest DJ on Evening Jazz from KNKX tonight. You can find out more about Nick at knkx.org.
Here's Coltrane's Velia on 88.5 KNKX. You're listening to the School of Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Bob Curnow's L.A. Big Band with Every Summer Night by Pat Metheny on 88.5 KNKX.
You are connected to our School of Jazz. Guest DJ Nick Lofgren is here. He's an 18-year-old senior at Bainbridge High School. Tell us a little bit more about the Bob Curnow Big Band getting into Pat Metheny music.
They have an entire set of records where they recorded just amazing big band arrangements of a bunch of Pat Metheny, Lyle Mays tunes. Our jazz band at Bainbridge High School has read quite a few of those arrangements. We've performed one of them at Jazz Fest a few years ago. You know, I'd love going back and listening to a lot of those arrangements from time to time.
Now, Nick Lofgren knows his jazz, as we can tell, but you are the principal clarinet player in the Tacoma Youth Symphony, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Do you feel like your jazz playing, your improvisations, have a little hint of classical knowledge in them?
I'd like to think so. I'd hope that like my classical experience would help refine my jazz playing.
We're going to hear from a terrific guitar player, Graham Dechter, who you actually got to meet and see play at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend last summer, the big jazz camp. Tell us a little bit about what you got out of the jazz camp at Jazz Port Townsend.
Yeah, Jazz Port Townsend was an amazing experience. It was just an entire week of being immersed in nothing but jazz. Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that before. It was just mind-blowing to, you know, these kids that came to the camp, too. They were something. There were a lot of really good musicians there. And the faculty, of course, were just world-class.
Stick around. Graham Dechter at the guitar coming up next with a great Brazilian tune, Chega de Saudade. For more information on the School of Jazz, head over to our website, knkx.org. Thank you.
You're connected to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Joshua Radman, Hide and Seek, on 88.5 KNKX.
Where we connect you to the School of Jazz and the future of this music. Our guest DJ tonight is Nick Lofgren. He's a 18-year-old senior at Bainbridge High School. That was a really fun one. And kind of back-to-back with our funk songs with Joshua Redman's band, preceded by the Thad Jones Mel Lewis Orchestra doing Us. And that makes me think of writing your own music. And you were saying you've got a couple of songs that you're kind of messing around with. One of them more on the funky side. Would you say kind of in that Joshua Redman mode of funk?
Yeah, just sort of the Redman-esque sort of funky vibe, as well as like Grover Washington Jr.'s music. I've got two songs that I wrote. They're currently called Song 1 and Song 2. not really great with titles, but it's coming.
Now, you do have your own band. Currently, you've gone through a few different projects, am I right?
I've had a few things going, yeah. Just basically, you know, my friends and I putting together a group here and there. I guess you could call my current thing the Nicholas Lofgren Quartet.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Yeah.
And this band will be playing, or did play. There's a Bainbridge Island High School program, Puget Sounds, the Combo Fest. This is a great idea. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Yeah, our band director, Chris Thomas, starting 2 years ago, we just had our third annual Puget Sounds Combo Fest, where we just invite as many schools that can come that want to put together a little jazz combo. And we, you know, have some, you know, judges from the area come, a few different combos from Bainbridge as kind of host groups. Yeah. And then we have the other schools play and have an award ceremony at the end. And there's jams in the middle with some of the judges and all that.
That's awesome. It's a great way not only to play some jazz in combos, but to meet other people. Do you think you get a chance to kind of expand your reach and find out more about the jazz musicians around the Puget Sound?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, on our panel of judges and clinicians were the Jared Hall group, trumpet player in the area, and his and members from his band included Chuck Deerdorf and Mark Taylor.
Well, that's a great crew. You must have picked up some tips from them, yeah?
Yeah. Mark Taylor, the saxophonist, was worked with my group and offered a lot of great feedback.
Yeah, what a wonderful time. That sounds great. Speaking of combos, high school combos, Bainbridge Island is sending a combo to the School of Jazz studio sessions here at KNKX. I'm really looking forward to that. That'll be coming up in mid-April, just a little over a month away. Nick, can you give us any preview? What's the combo look like? Do you know who your mentor for the band is yet?
We don't know who's going to be mentoring us yet. We're still figuring that out, I guess, but yeah, it's me and an alto sax player. I'm on tenor.
Oh, okay.
Trumpet player, and then three-piece rhythm section. We've had, you know, quite a few rehearsals together, so it's...
Do you have any songs picked out? Do you have an idea of what you're going to play for us?
Yeah, for our audition recordings, we sent in All the Things You Are, Autumn Leaves, and A Night in Tunisia.
Ah, yeah.
That's our little set that we whipped up, and yeah, just some arrangements for each that I came up with that I'm pretty happy with, and I think they're really cool.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll even slip in Nick Lofgren's funk song number 2 or something like that when we get the band in here. Now, speaking of the funk rhythms we just heard, we're going to get into a very different kind of rhythm next with the amazing Arturo Sandoval and his band. They were just in town. You got to see him at Jazz Alley.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, I hope everybody got a chance to check him out. He was in our studios as well for a session exclusive. That's posted on the website at knkx.org, which is also where you can go find out more about our guest DJ, Nick Lofgren, his show tonight, this wonderful set list, and find out how you can get involved. Head on over now, knkx.org, and stick around. From Arturo, what are we going to hear next?
Next up is Manteca.
A version of the song that is on the soundtrack to that Arturo Sandoval story for Love of Country. That's coming up next. We'll be right back.
That was Arturo Sandoval with Manteca on 88.5 KNKX.
Where we connect you to our School of Jazz guest DJ, Nick Lofgren, reed player, mostly clarinet, but all the saxophones. He's a senior at Bainbridge Island High School, member of their jazz band, and they're bringing a combo in for a School of Jazz studio session next month. We hope you will connect to the School of Jazz, find out lots more info on Nick Lofgren and his show and all of our School of Jazz fun. Find out how you can get involved at knkx.org. Nick, I really enjoyed this show tonight. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And might I ask, the sequencing of the songs, the variety of the sounds and the saxophones, piano trio, the big bands, you were very specific. You wanted it to go in this order. I think it worked perfectly. A mission accomplished. Did you have an idea of mixing it up and trying to have some variety in your set list?
Yeah, definitely. Just kept in mind variety and the transition between tunes and what would kind of work together.
Yeah, really great diversity. I appreciate this. And thanks so much for coming in again. And once again, more info at knkx.org.